This is the Composer's Datebook for July 19th. I'm John Berge. Many composers have produced works inspired by their deep religious faith. In the 18th century, the sacred music of the devout Lutheran church musician Johann Sebastian Bach being a notable example. Even in our more secular age, this is still sometimes the case. The contemporary Scottish composer James Macmillan's works have explicit Christian themes and, like Franz Liszt in the 19th century, James Macmillan has even taken minor religious orders in the Roman Catholic Church. On commission from the London Symphony, Macmillan wrote three interrelated works, two concertos and a symphony, all based on the Passion and Resurrection story. The first of these, titled The World's Ransoming for English Horn and Orchestra, focused on Maundy Thursday of Holy Week and was premiered at the Barbican Center in London on today's date in 1996. Of this piece, Macmillan wrote, "The World's Ransoming includes musical references to traditional liturgical plain songs for that day, as well as a Bach chorale which I've heard sung in the Eucharistic procession." The title of the piece comes from St. Thomas Aquinas's Latin hymn Pange Lingua. An English translation of part of the Aquinas hymn reads, "Sing, my tongue, of the Savior's glory, of his flesh the mystery sing, destined for the world's ransom from a virgin's womb to spring." Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.